We'll date the tape now. This is the first day of June, 1992. We're gathered on a Monday afternoon at the bookstore. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Hat on, present. Ever in the light. Ever in service. Every time we meet now, I am both warmed and dismayed that I have to share things that are not so joyous. But once again, you have to move into discernment as to what it is you consider joyous and what it is you consider progress and the unfolding of the greatest plan ever devised in the heavens. You're going to be experiencing through the unfolding of that divine plan. And mostly, we laid forth part of the plan, then we had to spend years telling you what's wrong and giving you some possibilities for consideration of what we might do to make this transition. It's going to happen either way. All of you ones are destined to experience it. Even if you choose not to do so, you're going to, at any rate, you know, out on Saturday, back on Tuesday. It is the evolution, and it will enwrap all of you. Before we go further, I would appreciate it if some of my precious friends would introduce themselves. I welcome you back, Wes. It's a joy to again be able to share. It's especially precious when our own families literally are coming together with us again. I'm in great honor of parents who are rearing my children and are doing so abundantly in truth. Would you attend that, Oberly? Stand up and let everybody know who E.J. is.
Could you please introduce your guests?
I'm Wes Mann from BC. Glad to be back, Commander. On my right is Susie and Ralph, and they're in our group in Nanaimo area in BC.
Well, it's nice to have you back for a visit. Or maybe you've moved.
Yeah, it sometimes enters my mind.
Sometimes it enters mine too, son. About you.
I'm Rod Enns, and our group. I'll let Sandy introduce herself and introduce the children. I might forget.
I'm Sandy, and we'll start from the oldest, and I'll have them stand up so that you can see them, and I'll tell you their name and their age. The first is Chessa Leanne, and Chessa is 16. And then there is Choli Camille, and she is 14. And then there's Chase Taylor, and Chase is 12. And Channing Carlene, she's 11. And Challen Andrew is 8. Chait Bradshaw is 7. And Chance David was just 5. Also with us is my sister, Tammy Alley, and she is from Denver, Colorado. And my mother and father, Kate and Bob Rhodes, and they are living in Victor, Montana, just about 6 miles from us. And we're pleased to be here, and thank you, Commander.
I don't want to ever hear again one word of complaint from any parent. What these precious ones don't understand is that I very frequently lecture on your family. We're honored. We're honored, and this is what we need. This is what we're going to need in this community. If you're going to make it, you're going to make it through your children. And with the systems which they must confront, there is no way to make it. These parents have homeschooling, and you can experience it from the letters they write. And those letters we share, because you are the example of how it can be. I don't envy any of you your job. What they don't understand, Cholin offers me his garage to park in. Well, I don't have to use it, but I visit him a lot. And energies from different dimensions choose parents where they can fulfill their mission, and there is no greater honor to ever bestow upon parents than that they allow their children to fulfill their missions, because neither are given any more than is anyone else into seeing the whole of it. And it's especially hard for children in this day and age where the entire barrage is to destroy the young people and their minds and their drive. And I believe that you can see this will not happen. Would we have more before we go on with the meeting?
Apparently we have some more guests.
You hold it in your hand.
I was going to go for somebody else. My name is Austin. I'm here from the convention in Las Vegas yesterday. I have some.
You have to put it in your mouth.
Shall I swallow it? Anyway, I won't go over that again. I will introduce my friends. The one to my right is Meralda. They will. All right, I'll give that over to Meralda. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, Austin introduced me already. I'm Meralda. I'm with the same group, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is David Pinkney, and we just came back from a convention, the symposium in northern, where was it we were? Las Vegas, right. Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm from Encinitas, California, formerly from Mount Shasta.
I'm Carol, and David's wife, and he forgot because he only got 4 hours sleep last night. We tried to drive here last night. I'm very happy to be here. We heard Desiree speak and George yesterday, and they told us about this meeting, so we decided to come.
Well, we're glad that you
God
did.
Bless you all.
We wanted to have an opportunity to visit with our friends that we hear from all the time, and usually there won't be meetings except just very small, I guess you would call it, business meetings. I apologize for keeping you waiting even for a few minutes, but I had some dictation I had to get onto tape that we will share. I'm afraid that around this place it's 24 hours a day, but I don't hear many complaints.
I'm Susan Renna from Mariposa with my daughter Piper and my friend Soledad from Guadalajara. It's a pleasure to be here. It's our second time.
Did you also go to Las Vegas? Maybe what I shall do is talk a little bit about that meeting. There's a great change coming. Our ones get very restless when things begin to change and people are begin to be shifted here and there. One's still in effort of finding their path. Very hard to separate earth business from what we will call God's business. It isn't hard to separate it, it's just hard to live godly in the business world, I guess. And as ones began to get a little bit panicked about what they perceive may or may not happen to them, we have confusion, which gets introduced into the equation. And because we don't have opportunity to have private meetings, everybody is working to their best ability, and every day I pour on a little bit more responsibility and then begin to shift ones. I feel it's very important that I clarify quite a few things, because after you have experienced a meeting such as you just did, you're going to end up with some misperception if I don't set some things to right or to just clarify them. The first one that I have to bring into attention so that we can bring into the proper separation is our relationship with America West. America West, the Greens, are publishers and distributors. We try to keep entirely separate from those activities. I don't even sanction most of the material that they do carry, although they will be publishing Eustace Mullins' books in the future, as much as anything to allow them to remain, as Eustace gets what he calls old, which is laughable to me. And if any of you think you're going to cop out on the basis of I'm old, I suggest you rethink that. This is a time of mature utilization of those skills and knowledge you've acquired through all these many generations of years in time and experience. And in this very one, you have been groomed to be exactly right for this period of time, regardless of what you wish to think about it. The young people need to continue to prod the old folks. Do it gently, because they're fragile. You know, it's all right for mom and dad to yell at you. It's not all right for you to yell back. And yet, I require respect also. And I have had ones come within my presence and condemn me. And when I shout back, I am told that my guide does not yell at me. Well, if you want pious God, who is going to tell you exactly what you want to hear without discipline, without any kind of reason, then I suggest you go wherever you think you're going to find that one. And it will be in almost any church, any school, any political office. You just go there and leave me alone. Mine is a mission unto 6.5 billion people. You see, they don't know how to count either. 6 billion of them they plan to remove, and they plan to remove those 6 billion, actually a few more than that, because if you could count well, you would find that there are over 7 billion. And they do not, by your president's own words, plan to have more than 550 million remaining on the globe. And they don't plan to take you anywhere except out. So I'm pleased that I get off the hook for a minute in unveiling or speaking of the heinous things that are taking place on your planet. You don't have any history that you can rely on. I can equate that with what no one wants to hear, but it's my most practical and obvious example, and that is the Holocaust after World War II, or during. It dishonors a people, especially ones who did, in fact, give their lives in most horrendous fashion at the hands of evil. But it dishonors them to claim that which is not true. To have sacrificed one is unthinkable. To claim 6.5 million is more unthinkable. And all over the globe, the stories vary. We had one from Holland who said, oh, no. Those were all people. No. The claim were that there were 6 million or more Jews killed in the death camps. I'm not even going to quarrel with it. I only have one thing to offer. Mathematically, it does not equate. It does not add up. There were not that many Jews in all of Europe. So it cannot be true. Now, where the truth lies is for you to discern. But don't pass a law and tell me I cannot argue with the mathematics involved. And that's what happens, and that's what's happened in Canada, and that's what's happened all around your nations. You may not discuss it. The journals are now being banned from Canada because we are heretics, and we create and produce hate literature. Well, as a matter of fact, out of 56 journals, I doubt there are 6 of them that even mention the subject. So you can see how badly your enemy wants to shut down truth from flowing. So I have to use that as an example because it is the most obvious, and I don't even want to get into the historical data involved with it. I'm happy to be able to just say, go listen to Bo Greitz. Why don't you go listen to Donald McIlvaney? Read the conspirators, the Committee of 300. And ones would like me to sit here and say, oh, that's the only information. That's the most of the information. That's the first of the information on the subject. No, it is not. It is a good integrated version from many, many past projections of Eustace Mullins, McIlvaney, Tony Sutton. I am not going to dishonor past authors and daring men trying to bring you truth by feeding egos of ones who now want to claim they have the only truth, and further would sue you for utilizing that truth to the masses. So you who have been to that meeting, I would guess, have your hearts full. And in the overwhelming misery of that, you're stuck with some pretty incredible thoughts, at the top of which should be, what in the world do we do? And if it's coming down, how is it coming down? Well, if you have been reading the journals and the Liberator, you'll know that it's coming down rapidly, it's coming down hard, and they have it all planned, and they have it planned to be operational by year 2000. That leaves you less than 8 years. Will they perfect that? Very likely. But you haven't seen anything yet. When ones begin to open up and open their eyes, there are still opportunities to turn it about and to reclaim the fragments. I have turned in what will be the current issue of journal, and I assume that probably it will be put into the paper at some time. I don't know how it will be handled. I am also putting it to tape. I want ones to be able to hear it, and I want them to hear it as soon as it comes off the keyboard. And as I dictated myself, I'm able to add to it what I want. It'll be called the Divine Plan. I don't know that the journal would be called that, but this is the Divine Plan in places in between. And today I have dealt with more directly with your Pleiades heritage, because you've got to face it. Your adversary knows it and keeps it from you. And these children have a right to know who their forefathers actually are, their ancestors, where you come from. You are not fish. You are not apes. You are man. You are higher universal man created directly into human man. You are the thought, projection, and reflection of God. And he doesn't do things haphazardly any more than you might think. He has no plan while you are victims. No, he has a plan, but until you ones wake up and want the plan in the mass, only a few of you are going to know about it. And ones say, well, I mean, I've had this right here. Well, if you really wanted the word out, you would put the money out there and the word would get out. Oh, I don't have a problem. I have one of the biggest spacecraft you have ever laid eyes on. I don't need your problems. But I'm here because I love you. And you are my people. And you will not be left. And granted, many of you have been pulled away. What you are faced with the populations on this globe, it just isn't like you see it. And yet, as this unfolds, each one will begin to see mission. And you youngsters who are beginning to feel your wings and want to fly, you don't have much longer to wait. It's going to be an interesting time, a wondrous time. But first, man must see. And he must want to find that direction. I believe as you wandered around Las Vegas and you saw the heavy metal groups, the deadheads, the whatever, that is your future. Do you see, if you don't get this under control, that is your future? Do you want to put your life in the hands of someone who is waiting to die and worship Satan and has green or purple hair? I think not. And yet what has happened, the adversary comes along and makes those youngsters who will literally lead you home feel out of place. Don't you see, Satan has taken your world. You're going to have to see that before you can travel beyond that. And I've efforted to bring that forth today. We have many things going. We're waiting word on several other things. There will be some transitioning being done. I have to take a minute here to express to my people, I don't want there to be misunderstandings. And once again, time is in such limitation that ones who live right in this building practically, I do not have an opportunity to speak with. And at this moment, I'm going to speak directly to Ken, Damien, and Brandon. There will be a shift of America West to operate almost wholly as far as some distribution out of Nevada. That's the way it's planned, partly for separation. There will be nothing different in the Liberator, nothing, except who runs it. I personally took back control of it, and Dr. Young is serving in that capacity of sorting and editing with the other members of the crew until such time as he has to do something else. Because you see, great talents cannot be utilized very long in positions which can be filled by ones without that overall education and knowledge. This just requires good computer. Well, it requires really in the beginning is a good open mind and the ability to learn. And then it can be funneled right through a computer system. And any youngster can do it. And should. That's something else we're going to have. We're not only going to have home teachers, we're going to have on-site participation. Kids don't have to go stand on the corner after school and deal drugs. You can go to a working situation whereby even the youngest, give me three children who can punch keys on a keyboard, and I can give you three sets of numbers, billings. And if two of them come out to be the same, I can be pretty sure that they're right. And it doesn't matter if the third is wrong. It isn't wrong. It's how you learn. And if we haven't the patience for the youngsters coming up, then you don't deserve any more than what you get. And yet, I feel that ones entrenched into the business element of the earth plane and the hierarchy and traveling too much within the elite system can get totally sidetracked. And therefore, we have to set it up where there will be more than one center, if you will. I don't even like to call them centers, but more than one place of focus. And in this valley, my thrust is not even care whether or not you make great sums of money in response to what you do, as long as you don't do business like it's ever been done, number one. And number two, the abundance is distributed. There's no point in anyone hoarding money. You're not going to have it worth anything. So we have to do business as it's never been done before, and I don't intend to be fought on it. And yet you need to pull away attention while we are building. And you do that best by working right within the system. Some of the best opportunities we have going at this very moment, I mean this very moment, our developer of the domes and the material just met personally with George Bush and Kemp. They had a private, secret meeting. Everything, you know, is secret. And then he went on to Fresno, etc. But why isn't this man more concerned about what is going on? Because he knows you're headed for the photon belt. And what they plan to do during the time of passage, during that null time, is unthinkable. Except they are always thinking, and they've thought it. And they have been working desperately and have perfected methodology where they can continue to function during that 3-day period of time, 3 to 5 days, while you can't. But we can too. So can the Russian cosmospheres. So I believe that you will understand a lot of damage can be done through that period of time. However, the major thrust will be that they will be able to come forth and say that space aliens did it to you. And you're already getting set up for that as more and more motion pictures bombard your television and your movie theaters on aliens. You've been warned about it from the onset and before of any of the journals. So let's not act surprised. Let's just utilize all of this attention and get our work done while they're focusing on everything else. Ken just had some information that did not thrill Dorma. You see, Dorma and I have this understanding. It's better to be honest with old Hatton, little scribe. This is why I very frequently anymore require that she sit down and listen to tapes. That's one reason I made a tape before I came down here today. I want her to hear it. Because she sits like the rest of you do, only unable to reason it out. And she doesn't want confirmation of these things. It's bad enough to confront them. She doesn't want confirmation. She wants to just sit and say, oh, no, no, no. Nobody is going to believe you, Commander. You embarrass me making me write this. This is so far out, it cannot come to be. How could a whole globe sit here and 13 people know about a photon belt? Well, I would make Ken tell you this, but he can't speak. He must have already done too much speaking. But anyway, he has resources now from Palomar, which is a great observatory, and military people who confirm it. Well, that wasn't what she wanted to hear. But you can now face it. When you get confirmation from places like that, you're going to have to face it. You have to face the possibility of it. And in doing so, you will face the preparations. And if it can be pulled off, this just allowed to evolve, you don't have anything really to worry about through those brief days. In fact, you might get to know your family well. You might enjoy dining by candlelight. And if you are thoughtful and progressive, you will have considered a way to heat your food and you won't have to eat cold sandwiches. Either way, you will make it. And it will not be too bad if you take some precautions. I personally would not go flying during that period of time. The crash landing is so hard on you. And if you have no electrical system, you will crash rapidly. Now, what they're testing around here are auroras, photon-powered vehicles, craft, and man, they get with it. They also have learned to create a different form of energy just as we have, that will allow them to sustain themselves for several days. They can even get outside the photon belt, do you see? Because what you don't understand is the passage of non-time, non-linear time. They can fly backwards out of this thing while you go ahead and evolve into it. The damage is done, and then they can land their craft somewhere and wait. Now, that is a concept that is totally outrageous, isn't it? Well, they only do that on TV. No, precious ones, they do it all over the universe except on Earth. And they do it on Earth too, they just don't tell you. They blundered and let you catch them with the Manhattan experience or the Philadelphia experience. That was more predominantly made public than the Manhattan experience. All they have to do is just stay ahead of your revolving and movement into that belt. 5 days is nothing. Well, the flop side of that coin is no time means anything. But sequence of events does mean something. Action does mean something in the manifested form. And you're manifested and you are caught in a time-space continuum, outside of which the masses do not know how to function. And the elite have their places of security where they can just hole up for that period of time and let the rest go into total chaos. So the latest thrust in around their round table meetings, you see, they go ahead, these Bilderbergers and trilateralists go ahead and do their meetings, and they're greatly secret. Well, what they're working on now is whether or not to shut this down during this period of time and make hay while they can during that period of time, or will Mr. Kissinger let you go ahead and postpone it, or what will Mr. Kissinger do? Well, he's got to answer to a cabal higher than he. Right now, they're trying to figure out how to reap all the rewards, all of the benefits of those new East Bloc free. Notice how free and happy they are, those that are left. The point is to gather in all of the natural resources. Get control of it now. They are pulling in the noose. And I don't believe that they will be stupid enough. They're pretty stupid, but I don't believe stupid enough not to take full advantage of this movement into this photon belt. It will be a massive opportunity to reap a lot of rewards. And once again, they will be able to consider whether or not it is advantageous to bump off a few fault lines while there is no power and nothing you can do about it. You can get rid of millions of bodies that they consider just extra mouths, consumers of life, substance that they intend to get rid of. I believe that any of the ones on the podiums of the meeting that you just experienced would have told you as much of the plans. That AIDS is a man-created disease. Viruses are only crystalline life forms created by DNA-directed crystals. by man. The intent always to get rid of as many as possible through disease, famine, pestilence, this sort of thing, and natural disasters. But you have to, if you're getting rid of 6.5 billion people, you've got to do it in a massive way. So that's not enough. Wars are not enough. You have to have massive war, massive destruction, to begin to weed out. And the ideal thing, even for the sustained ones, even for the evolving elite, they would literally prefer to have a valid, viable world. And they prefer to hold God, well, you hostage to God. Well, they've built God an army out of their foolishness. What of Commander Greitz? Commander Greitz is going to continue to go about as if he were running and expected to become president. And then he will continue. And we will make sure that he has what is required to be allowed to continue. And possibly this very same group I will support while they go about informing the people. These are daring, brave people. Some of them do not understand. I have been, you know, kicked in the shins because I said Donald McIlvaney is one of my most respected people. I said, if you want to know about South Africa, get one of his newsletters recently, perhaps 4 months ago, on the subject. I was confronted with, well, mine was better. No, there is no better than Donald McIlvaney wrote. And he lived it. And one silently go on their way. Others loudly go on their way, shouting their connection. Others quietly go on their way serving God. And I want to tell you that I have rapport. I have a relationship. And it is not going to be split asunder under any circumstances. The blessed ones of this crew are coming together. And you have yet time for it to finish evolvement. But your purposes will be unfolding soon. Are there any announcements or anything that anyone would like to make before I ask Oberle to play this tape? I would like all of you to understand that very soon now, Audrey and Eric are going to go and get Lee. I have good news and bad news. The place that they had chosen is no longer available, but there are only 10 dogs and not 12. It's funny Patricia should speak up. Well, actually, now there are only 8. Well, the point in is that they will be coming back. They must have a place. And it crosses my mind, Patricia, that perhaps you wouldn't mind looking around and in return for helping establish a place for Lee. Maybe you could be included in that for a little bit. I don't bring pressure, please. I believe that there are some pieces of fencing that could be used for temporary situation. But the facts are that you're dealing with 2 weeks at the most. so it needs to be attended, and the details can be worked out. I think I'll just quiet now and let you ponder that.
Brent has a question. Commander, could you briefly comment on the Army tanks that we saw in downtown Las Vegas yesterday? We looked out of our hotel room and saw over 50 Army tanks sitting on railroad cars right smack in the middle of Las Vegas. They seemed to show up there overnight.
No, they didn't show up overnight. They just passed through here, too. Those very same tanks. You have Russian tanks come up from Mexico, now north into Oklahoma, and along the Mississippi, and in several of the major bases. You probably will not have been able to read the writings recently, but you see, Gorbachev, when he was over here just recently to make his big comrade speech, you see, he's president of Kissinger and Associates in Moscow. He came
We'll date the tape now. This is the first day of June, 1992. We're gathered on a Monday afternoon at the bookstore. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Hatton present, ever in the light, ever in service. Every time we meet now, I am both warmed and dismayed that I have to share things that are not so joyous. But once again, you have to move into discernment as to what it is you consider joyous and what it is you consider progress and the unfolding of the greatest plan ever devised in the heavens. You're going to be experiencing through the unfolding of that divine plan. And mostly, we laid forth part of the plan, then we had to spend years telling you what's wrong and giving you some possibilities for consideration of what we might do to make this transition. It's going to happen either way. All of you ones are destined to experience it. Even if you choose not to do so, you're going to, at any rate, you know, out on Saturday, back on Tuesday. It is the evolution, and it will enwrap all of you. Before we go further, I would appreciate it if some of my precious friends would introduce themselves. I welcome you back, Wes. It's a joy to again be able to share. It's especially precious when our own families literally are coming together with us again. I'm in great honor of parents who are rearing my children and are doing so abundantly in truth. Would you attend that, Oberly? Stand up and let everybody know who E.J. is.
Could you please introduce your guests?
I'm Wes Mann from BC. Glad to be back, Commander. On my right is Susie and Ralph, and they're in our group in Nanaimo area in BC.
Well, it's nice to have you back for a visit. or maybe you've moved.
Yeah, it sometimes enters my mind.
Sometimes it enters mine too, son. About you.
I'm Rod Enns, and our crew, I'll let Sandy introduce herself and introduce the children. I might forget.
I'm Sandy, and we'll start from the oldest, and I'll have them stand up so that you can see them, and I'll tell you their name and their age. The first is Chessa Leanne, and Chessa is 16. And then there is Choli Camille, and she is 14. And then there's Chase Taylor, and Chase is 12. And Channing Carlene, she's 11. And Challen Andrew is 8. Chate Bradshaw is 7. And Chance David was just 5. Also with us is my sister, Tammy Alley, and she is from Denver, Colorado. And my mother and father, Kate and Bob Rhodes, and they are living in Victor, Montana, just about 6 miles from us. And we're pleased to be here, and thank you, Commander.
I don't want to ever hear again one word of complaint from any parent. What these precious ones don't understand is that I very frequently lecture on your family. We're honored. We're honored, and this is what we need. This is what we're going to need in this community. If you're going to make it, you're going to make it through your children. And with the systems which they must confront, there is no way to make it. These parents have homeschooling, and you can experience it from the letters they write. And those letters we share, because you are the example of how it can be. I don't envy any of you your job. What they don't understand, Cholin offers me his garage to park in. Well, I don't have to use it, but I visit him a lot. And energies from different dimensions choose parents where they can fulfill their mission. And there is no greater honor to ever bestow upon parents than that they allow their children to fulfill their missions. Because neither are given any more than is anyone else into seeing the whole of it. And it's especially hard for children in this day and age where the entire barrage is to destroy the young people and their minds and their drive. And I believe that you can see this will not happen. Would we have more before we go on with the meeting?
Apparently we have some more guests.
You hold it in your hand.
I was going to go to somebody else. My name is Austin. I'm here from the convention in Las Vegas yesterday. I have some...
You have to put it in your mouth.
Shall I swallow it? Anyway, I won't go over that again. I will introduce my friends. The one to my right is Miralda. They will. All right, I'll give it over to Miralda. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, Austin introduced me already. I'm Miralda. I'm with the same group, and it's a pleasure to be here.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is David Pinkney, and we just came back from a convention, the symposium in northern, where was it we were? Las Vegas, right. Las Vegas, Nevada. We're from I'm from Encinitas, California, formerly from Mount Shasta.
I'm Carol, and David's wife, and he forgot because he only got 4 hours sleep last night. We tried to drive here last night. I'm very happy to be here. We heard Desiree speak and George yesterday, and they told us about this meeting, so we decided to come.
Well, we're glad that you did.
Bless you all.
We wanted to have an opportunity to visit with our friends that we hear from all the time, and usually there won't be meetings except just very small, I guess you would call it business meetings. I apologize for keeping you waiting even for a few minutes, but I had some dictation I had to get onto tape that we will share. I'm afraid that around this place it's 24 hours a day, but I don't hear many complaints.
I'm Susan Renna from Mariposa with my daughter Piper and my friend Soledad from Guadalajara. It's a pleasure to be here. It's our second time.
Did you also go to Las Vegas? Maybe what I shall do is talk a little bit about that meeting. There's a great change coming. Our ones get very restless when things begin to change and people are begin to be shifted here and there. One's still in effort of finding their path. Very hard to separate earth business from what we will call God's business. It isn't hard to separate it, it's just hard to live godly in the business world, I guess. And as ones began to get a little bit panicked about what they perceive may or may not happen to them, we have confusion, which gets introduced into the equation. And because we don't have opportunity to have private meetings, everybody is working to their best ability. And every day I pour on a little bit more responsibility and then begin to shift ones. I feel it's very important that I clarify quite a few things, because after you have experienced a meeting such as you just did, you're going to end up with some misperception if I don't set some things to right or to just clarify them. The first one that I have to bring into attention so that we can bring into the proper separation is our relationship with America West. America West, the Greens, are publishers and distributors. We try to keep entirely separate from those activities. I don't even sanction most of the material that they do carry, although they will be publishing Eustace Mullins' books in the future, as much as anything to allow them to remain, as Eustace gets what he calls old which is laughable to me. And if any of you think you're going to cop out on the basis of I'm old, I suggest you rethink that. This is a time of mature utilization of those skills and knowledge you've acquired through all these many generations of years in time and experience. And in this very one, you have been groomed to be exactly right for this period of time, regardless of what you wish to think about it. The young people need to continue to prod the old folks. Do it gently because they're fragile. You know, it's all right for mom and dad to yell at you. It's not all right for you to yell back. And yet, I require respect also. And I have had ones come within my presence and condemn me. And when I shout back, I am told that my guide does not yell at me. Well, if you want pious God, who is going to tell you exactly what you want to hear without discipline, without any kind of reason, then I suggest you go wherever you think you're going to find that one. And it will be in almost any church, any school, any political office. You just go there and leave me alone. Mine is a mission unto 6.5 billion people. You see, they don't know how to count either. 6 billion of them they plan to remove, and they plan to remove those 6 billion, actually a few more than that, because if you could count well, you would find that they're over 7 billion. And they do not, by your president's own words, plan to have more than 550 million remaining on the globe. And they don't plan to take you anywhere except out. So I'm pleased that I get off the hook for a minute in unveiling or speaking of the heinous things that are taking place on your planet. You don't have any history that you can rely on. I can equate that with what no one wants to hear, but it's my most practical and obvious example, and that is the Holocaust after World War II, or during. It dishonors a people, especially ones who did, in fact, give their lives in most horrendous fashion at the hands of evil. But it dishonors them to claim that which is not true. To have sacrificed one is unthinkable. To claim 6.5 million is more unthinkable. And all over the globe, the stories vary. We had one from Holland who said, oh, no. Those were all people. No. The claim were that there were 6 million or more Jews killed in the death camps. I'm not even going to quarrel with it. I only have one thing to offer. Mathematically, it does not equate. It does not add up. There were not that many Jews in all of Europe. So it cannot be true. Now, where the truth lies is for you to discern. But don't pass a law and tell me I cannot argue with the mathematics involved. And that's what happens, and that's what's happened in Canada, and that's what's happened all around your nations. You may not discuss it. The journals are now being banned from Canada because we are heretics, and we create and produce hate literature. Well, as a matter of fact, out of 56 journals, I doubt there are 6 of them that even mention the subject. So you can see how badly your enemy wants to shut down truth from flowing. So I have to use that as an example because it is the most obvious, and I don't even want to get into the historical data involved with it. I'm happy to be able to just say, go listen to Bo Greitz. Why don't you go listen to Donald McIlvaney? Read the conspirators, the Committee of 300. And ones would like me to sit here and say, oh, that's the only information. That's the most of the information. That's the first of the information on the subject. No, it is not. It is a good integrated version from many, many past projections of Eustace, Mullins, McIlvaney, Tony Sutton. I am not going to dishonor past authors and daring men trying to bring you truth by feeding egos of ones who now want to claim they have the only truth, and further would sue you for utilizing that truth to the masses. So you who have been to that meeting, I would guess, have your hearts full. And in the overwhelming misery of that, you're stuck with some pretty incredible thoughts, at the top of which should be, what in the world do we do? And if it's coming down, how is it coming down? Well, if you have been reading the journals and the Liberator, you'll know that it's coming down rapidly, it's coming down hard, and they have it all planned, and they have it planned to be operational by year 2000. That leaves you less than 8 years. Will they perfect that? Very likely. But you haven't seen anything yet. When ones begin to open up and open their eyes, there are still opportunities to turn it about and to reclaim the fragments. I have turned in what will be the current issue of journal, and I assume that probably it will be put into the paper at some time. I don't know how it will be handled. I am also putting it to tape. I want ones to be able to hear it, and I want them to hear it as soon as it comes off the keyboard. And as I dictated myself, I'm able to add to it what I want. It'll be called The Divine Plan. I don't know that the journal would be called that, but this is The Divine Plan in places in between. And today I have dealt with more directly with your Pleiades heritage, because you've got to face it. Your adversary knows it and keeps it from you. And these children have a right to know who their forefathers actually are, their ancestors, where you come from. You are not fish. You are not apes. You are man. You are higher universal man, created directly into human man. You are the thought, projection, and reflection of God. And he doesn't do things haphazardly, any more than you might think he has no plan while you are victims. No, he has a plan. But until you ones wake up and want the plan in the mass, only a few of you are going to know about it. And ones say, well, I mean, I've had this right here. Well, if you really wanted the word out, you would put the money out there and the word would get out. Oh, I don't have a problem. I have one of the biggest spacecraft you have ever laid eyes on. I don't need your problems. But I'm here because I love you. And you are my people. And you will not be left. And granted, Many of you have been pulled away. What you are faced with the populations on this globe, are, it just isn't like you see it. And yet, as this unfolds, each one will begin to see mission. And you youngsters who are beginning to feel your wings and want to fly, you don't have much longer to wait. It's going to be an interesting time, a wondrous time. But first, man must see. And he must want to find that direction. I believe as you wandered around Las Vegas and you saw the heavy metal groups, the deadheads, the whatever, that is your future. Do you see, if you don't get this under control, that is your future? Do you want to put your life in the hands of someone who is waiting to die and worship Satan and has green or purple hair? I think not. And yet what has happened, the adversary comes along and makes those youngsters who will literally lead you home feel out of place. Don't you see, Satan has taken your world. You're going to have to see that before you can travel beyond that. And I've efforted to bring that forth today. We have many things going. We're waiting word on several other things. There will be some transitioning being done. I have to take a minute here to express to my people, I don't want there to be misunderstandings. And once again, time is in such limitation that ones who live right in this building practically, I do not have an opportunity to speak with. And at this moment, I'm going to speak directly to Ken, Damien, and Brandon. There will be a shift of America West to operate almost wholly as far as some distribution out of Nevada. That's the way it's planned, partly for separation. There will be nothing different in the Liberator, nothing, except who runs it. I personally took back control of it, and Dr. Young is serving in that capacity of sorting and editing with the other members of the crew until such time as he has to do something else. Because you see, great talents cannot be utilized very long in positions which can be filled by ones without that overall education and knowledge. This just requires good computer. Well, it requires really in the beginning is a good open mind and the ability to learn. And then it can be funneled right through a computer system. And any youngster can do it. And should. That's something else we're going to have. We're not only going to have home teachers, we're going to have on-site participation. Kids don't have to go stand on the corner after school and deal drugs. You can go to a working situation whereby even the youngest, give me three children who can punch keys on a keyboard, and I can give you three sets of numbers, billings. And if two of them come out to be the same, I can be pretty sure that they're right. And it doesn't matter if the third is wrong. It isn't wrong. It's how you learn. And if we haven't the patience for the youngsters coming up, then you don't deserve any more than what you get. And yet, I feel that ones entrenched into the business element of the earth plane and the hierarchy and traveling too much within the elite system can get totally sidetracked And therefore, we have to set it up where there will be more than one center, if you will. I don't even like to call them centers, but more than one place of focus. And in this valley, my thrust is not to even care whether or not you make great sums of money in response to what you do, as long as you don't do business like it's ever been done, number one. And number two, the abundance is distributed. There's no point in anyone hoarding money. You're not going to have it worth anything. So we have to do business as it's never been done before, and I don't intend to be fought on it. And yet you need to pull away attention while we are building. And you do that best by working right within the system. Some of the best opportunities we have going at this very moment, I mean this very moment, our developer of the domes and the material just met personally with George Bush and Kemp. They had a private, secret meeting. Everything, you know, is secret. And then he went on to Fresno, etc. But why isn't this man more concerned about what is going on? Because he knows you're headed for the photon belt. And what they plan to do during the time of passage, during that null time, is unthinkable. Except they are always thinking, and they've thought it. And they have been working desperately and have perfected methodology where they can continue to function during that three-day period of time, 3 to 5 days, while you can't. But we can too. So can the Russian cosmospheres. So I believe that you will understand a lot of damage can be done through that period of time. However, the major thrust will be that they will be able to come forth and say that space aliens did it to you. And you're already getting set up for that as more and more motion pictures bombard your television and your movie theaters on aliens. You've been warned about it from the onset and before of any of the journals. So let's not act surprised. Let's just utilize all of this attention and get our work done while they're focusing on everything else. Ken just had some information that did not thrill Dorma. You see, Dorma and I have this understanding. It's better to be honest with old Hatton, little scribe. This is why I very frequently anymore require that she sit down and listen to tapes. That's one reason I made a tape before I came down here today. I want her to hear it. Because she sits like the rest of you do, only unable to reason it out. And she doesn't want confirmation of these things. It's bad enough to confront them. She doesn't want confirmation. She wants to just sit and say, oh, no, no, no. Nobody is going to believe you, Commander. You embarrass me making me write this. This is so far out, it cannot come to be. How could a whole globe sit here and 13 people know about a photon belt? Well, I would make Ken tell you this, but he can't speak. He must have already done too much speaking. But anyway, he has resources now from Palomar, which is a great observatory, and military people who confirm it. Well, that wasn't what she wanted to hear. But you can now face it. When you get confirmation from places like that, you're going to have to face it. You have to face the possibility of it. And in doing so, you will face the preparations. And if it can be pulled off, this just allowed to evolve, you don't have anything really to worry about through those brief days. In fact, you might get to know your family well. You might enjoy dining by candlelight. And if you are thoughtful and progressive, you will have considered a way to heat your food and you won't have to eat cold sandwiches. Either way, you will make it. And it will not be too bad if you take some precautions. I personally would not go flying during that period of time. The crash landing is so hard on you. And if you have no electrical system, you will crash rapidly. Now, what they're testing around here are auroras, photon-powered vehicles, craft, and man, they get with it. They also have learned to create a different form of energy, just as we have, that will allow them to sustain themselves for several days. They can even get outside the photon belt, do you see? Because what you don't understand is the passage of non-time, non-linear time. They can fly backwards out of this thing while you go ahead and evolve into it. The damage is done, and then they can land their craft somewhere and wait. Now, that is a concept that is totally outrageous, isn't it? Well, they only do that on TV. No, precious ones, they do it all over the universe except on Earth. And they do it on Earth, too. They just don't tell you. They blundered and let you catch them with the Manhattan experience or the Philadelphia experience. That was more predominantly made public than the Manhattan experience. All they have to do is just stay ahead of your revolving and movement into that belt. 5 days is nothing. Well, the flop side of that coin is no time means anything. But sequence of events does mean something. Action does mean something in the manifested form. And you're manifested and you are caught in a time-space continuum, outside of which the masses do not know how to function. And the elite have their places of security where they can just hole up for that period of time and let the rest go into total chaos. So the latest thrust in around their round table meetings, you see, they go ahead, these Bilderbergers and trilateralists go ahead and do their meetings, and they're greatly secret. Well, what they're working on now is whether or not to shut this down during this period of time and make hay while they can during that period of time, or will Mr. Kissinger let you go ahead and postpone it, or what will Mr. Kissinger do? Well, he's got to answer to a cabal higher than he. Right now, they're trying to figure out how to reap all the rewards, all of the benefits of those new East Bloc free. Notice how free and happy they are, those that are left. The point is to gather in all of the natural resources, get control of it now. They are pulling in the noose. And I don't believe that they will be stupid enough. They're pretty stupid, but I don't believe stupid enough not to take full advantage of this movement into this photon belt. It will be a massive opportunity to reap a lot of rewards. And once again, they will be able to consider whether or not it is advantageous to bump off a few fault lines while there is no power and nothing you can do about it. You can get rid of millions of bodies that they consider just extra mouths, consumers of life, substance, that they intend to get rid of. I believe that ones, any of the ones on the podiums of the meeting that you just experienced would have told you as much of the plans. That AIDS is a man-created disease. Viruses are only crystalline life forms created by DNA-directed crystals by man. The intent always to get rid of as many as possible through disease, famine, pestilence, this sort of thing, and natural disasters. But you have to, if you're getting rid of 6.5 billion people, you've got to do it in a massive way. So that's not enough. Wars are not enough. You have to have massive war, massive destruction to begin to weed out. And the ideal thing, even for the sustained ones, even for the evolving elite, they would literally prefer to have a valid, viable world. And they prefer to hold God, well, you hostage to God. Well, they've built God an army out of their foolishness. What of Commander Greitz? Commander Greitz is going to continue to go about as if he were running and expected to become president. And then he will continue. And we will make sure that he has what is required to be allowed to continue. And possibly this very same group I will support while they go about informing the people. These are daring, brave people. Some of them do not understand. I have been, you know, kicked in the shins because I said Donald McIlvaney is one of my most respected people. I said, if you want to know about South Africa, get one of his newsletters recently, perhaps 4 months ago, on the subject. I was confronted with, well, mine was better. No, there is no better than Donald McIlvaney wrote. And he lived it. And one silently go on their way. Others loudly go on their way, shouting their connection. Others quietly go on their way serving God. And I want to tell you that I have rapport. I have a relationship. And it is not going to be split asunder under any circumstances. The blessed ones of this crew are coming together. And you have yet time for it to finish evolvement. But your purposes will be unfolding soon. Are there any announcements or anything that anyone would like to make before I ask Oberle to play this tape? I would like all of you to understand that very soon now, Audrey and Eric are going to go and get Lee. I have good news and bad news. The place that they had chosen is no longer available, but there are only 10 dogs and not 12. It's funny Patricia should speak up. Well, actually, now there are only 8. Well, the point in is that they will be coming back. They must have a place. And it crosses my mind, Patricia, that perhaps you wouldn't mind looking around and in return for helping establish a place for Lee. Maybe you could be included in that for a little bit. I don't bring pressure, please. I believe that there are some pieces of fencing that could be used for temporary situation. But the facts are that you're dealing with 2 weeks at the most. So it needs to be attended. And the details can be worked out. I think I'll just quiet now and let you ponder that.
Brent has a question. Commander, could you briefly comment on the Army tanks that we saw in downtown Las Vegas yesterday? We looked out our hotel room and saw over 50 Army tanks sitting on railroad cars right smack in the middle of Las Vegas. They seemed to show up there overnight.
No, they didn't show up overnight. They just passed through here, too. Those very same tanks. You have Russian tanks come up from Mexico, now north into Oklahoma, and along the Mississippi, and in several of the major bases. You probably will not have been able to read the writings recently, but you see, Gorbachev, when he was over here just recently to make his big comrade speech, you see, he's president of Kissinger and Associates in Moscow. He came to